Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. I'm thrilled today to have as my guest Marcia Dasko. Marcia guides leaders to help their teams pivot rapidly and innovate. For more than 25 years, Marcia has been speaking, consulting, and guiding executive teams in Fortune 500, private corporations, education, the military, and nonprofits to achieve exponential success. She was mentored by Dr. W. Edwards Deming. She is nominated for the International Deming Prize, writes a weekly leadership column for the Silicon Valley Business Journal, has taught MBA classes at 6 universities in the U.S. In her 2 episodes, Marcia will tell us about 3 small-time leaders in her life, her father, Dr. Perry Gluckman, and of course, Dr. Deming. Marcia is driven, smart, but most of all, humble. And I know you'll really enjoy her amazing stories today. Well, Marcia, it is so good to have you with us today. Met Marcia a few weeks ago through another friend, and just thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
You are in San Jose, right?
Clara, yes, right next to San Jose.
Yeah. So we're glad to have you from the left coast over there with us today. So before we get started, you tell us about those leaders that made a difference in your life. Tell us something that you're thankful for in your life right now.
I'm very thankful that I have such a focus and love of learning. And it was instilled with me, with my siblings, by my parents, especially my father, who was an avid reader. He was kind of a quiet guy, but he said from the time that we were toddlers, he would talk about us going to college. And we just knew there was no doubt going to college was just like, you know, going to high school. And but I had one sibling who kept saying all through his life, I'm not going. But then when it came time, we all 4 did go to college and graduate. So that focus on learning, which was one thing that I think my dad had the regret that he didn't graduate from college. He went to the military, then he came back, and he did go for a short amount of time, but he didn't graduate. He was not going to allow that to happen to us.
So. Ah, what a great legacy. Sure, you had a great dad. Obviously, yeah. From where you are, you have been learning for your whole life, it sounds like to me.
Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career wondering, what's next for me? If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show.
So, Marcia, tell us about a person that you met that's changed your life.
So, I've had great mentors, and I've been so fortunate because I didn't go seeking them. They just nabbed me when I think I was walking by or something. So, one of my mentors that I want to share with you about is Dr. Perry Gluckman. And my first career was in corporate communications and marketing. And Perry hired me for his small consulting company in the Bay Area to help with the marketing of the company, let people know about it. And he was working with some amazing companies like HP and so 3Com and so forth at the time. So I began marketing. And after being there a month or two, he asked me to do business development. And so then I got involved in that. And then he taught me how to consult. So Perry was like an absent-minded professor. He was brilliant. He had a PhD from Stanford and in statistics. He did a postdoc under John Tukey, the mathematician, and he also did a postdoc in behavioral sciences. So he was brilliant, but his mind went so fast that sometimes he tripped over his words a lot. So when he was speaking with people, he would drop off sentences and so forth. So he was really, you know, challenging when he was consulting, but people learned to love him and learn from him.
I think you told me you interviewed for a job with him and something happened.
Yes. Yeah. So when I first interviewed with Perry, he invited me to his office and we had a conversation and he asked me the question. He gave me 7 traits of a leader and he asked me which 3 traits are the most important of these 7. And so I thought about it for a minute and then I started sharing with him which ones I thought were the 3 most important. And I was thinking at the time that there was a right answer to his question. I didn't really stop to think of, oh, it could be any 3. They're all important, but he wanted to understand my thinking and my process of, you know, why did I think those 3 that I chose were important. So that was our first conversation that lasted several hours. We had a back and forth dialogue. It was fascinating.
Not bad. He had to know how you thought and how you processed stuff and how did that impact you going forward?
Well, I was extremely shy. So that was just the beginning of Perry developing my natural leadership. Perry and I worked closely together and he was going out and giving speeches. But like I said, he struggled because his mind would be going so fast. So we went one day to visit one of the clients who was a company, large company president. Mm-hmm. And he's a friend, Barry. And as we were talking, I basically said to Barry, Perry has these problems and our focus was on helping Perry improve so that he was a better speaker. And I just laid it out to Barry, who I didn't know that well. And I just said, well, this is what Perry does and this is what needs to improve. And Barry basically said, Marcia, I can't believe that you just said that. And I was startled, like, why not? That's the issue. That's why we're here. And Perry and I, what Barry didn't know, Perry and I had talked about those things because my job is to help him succeed in whatever he needs to accomplish. And he had that same commitment to me, to develop me as a natural leader, as his employee. And so we were very honest with each other. We were very direct about we need to improve something, but also we deeply knew that we cared about each other and that care and compassion to help each other was the foundation. And so we could be honest. We could say what needed to be said, you know, pretty directly.
Sure. Well, that's quite unusual to have that kind of relationship, you know, that you can really speak the truth in love to each other and see that happen. Was there anything in particular that he really needed help with that you can remember that y'all talked about that when your company president said, I can't believe you said that?
Well, specifically, he needed to slow down enough and say his thought to completion before jumping into the next thought, because otherwise he would drop off his sentences and people couldn't really keep up with him to understand where he was going with his thoughts. Sure. But he was brilliant. And once they got to know him, and he was a fantastic listener, once they got to know him, he helped them transform and or turn around their companies. And he helped companies become multi-million dollar or multi-billion dollar successes.
Yeah. And I know you told me part of your job was to kind of set him up at the speeches so everybody could hear him better. Tell us about that.
So I would talk to the people who were going to be in the audience or at least the organizer. Mm-hmm. And I would tell them, you know, well, this is how Perry is. And I would share that with the audience when I introduced him. Mm-hmm. And when then he would speak and they would say to me, he wasn't so bad, you know, because I had prepared them that Perry's brilliant, but he's like an absent-minded professor. And he'll come in his shirt, his hair, everything will be rumpled. And in addition, you know, he'll be tripping over his words. But if I didn't prepare them, then they would resist his messages. They would say, this guy, he can't be very smart. He looks like a mess and he doesn't, you know, finish his sentences and so forth. So that was always interesting because I needed to do that for them and for him to be successful. And yet then I was the bad guy because they would say, like, I was criticizing him, but I was just preparing.
Yeah. You are the warm-up act in a way to get them ready for him.
Yes.
Well, that's y'all sound like y'all had a great relationship. So how does what Dr. Perry modeled for you and your relationship with it, how does that play into how you work today and you lead?
Well, as I mentioned, I was excruciatingly shy when I first went to work with Perry. So he would put me in situations where I had to speak up, I had to talk more, I had to interact. And when he did that, the thing was my work ethic is so strong that I wouldn't let him down. I would do what I needed to do, but what it ended up happening was that it was pulling out my voice. And so I'm very appreciative to Perry to bring out my speaking voice, because before I would write and write, and that was my safety net. Yeah. But then I learned to speak.
Yeah, he pushed you out into the marketplace to market and then do business development. Sound like a great mentor who understood human nature more than most of us. So, well, Marcia, thanks for sharing about Dr. Perry. And we will look forward to hearing from you on Thursday about the next small-time leader in your life.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.